KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
Cloudy skies, 28 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be cloudy and breezy today, a high near 32. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. City leaders in Atlantic are continuing efforts to bring high-speed fiber-optic internet service to businesses in the community in an effort to retain those businesses and bring more business to town. City Administrator John Lund on Wednesday brought the City Council up to date on talks with internet vendors Mediacom, CenturyLink, and Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Lund said that he and Mayor Dave Jones met with Mediacom officials on Tuesday.
We had a really productive discussion about how we're going to bring fiber optic to Atlantic. The representative is going to get us some actual numbers here shortly, and using those numbers, I've contacted a consultant that was suggested to us by Marnie Elkhorn, and she's going to work with an engineer that has done about 98% of the municipal fiber optic projects in Iowa, and they're going to figure out a time that works for both of them before the end of the year and sit down and meet with all of us here at City Hall.
Lund said the consultant will help to determine the lowest cost option while at the same time making sure that such a critical service for our major industries is being met.
Whether that's looking at municipal utility or just a simple partnership, providing financing through Unity Point or Mediacom, how to do that, she'll be able to kind of help us navigate a lot of that.
Mayor Dave Jones said last month they met with representatives from CenturyLink, and on Monday they met with Marnie Elkhorn representatives and Unity Point the week before that.
We've got a lot of different options, but it's like everything else. You get four different options, and you either go from, we got copper and it's going to work, how we invest money into it, but you're talking the utilities, you're talking millions of dollars. Put that in mind, because you can do utility for fiber, you must got to take AMU utility for their electrical and duplicate that, make that a utility. You got to have the expertise and stuff like that.
Jones says they're trying to get something accomplished to help business and industry, but at the same time not bankrupt the city with it. Efforts to bring fiber optic internet service in Atlantic began in earnest after a bond referendum for City Hall renovations failed during a vote on November 3rd. Local businessman Jim Tyler suggested the $100,000 that was already set aside for part of the project be used instead to get the ball rolling on fiber optic lines for businesses, schools, the county, and more. The library director for the Atlantic Public Library made a presentation Wednesday night before the City Council with regard to fiscal year 2015 progress of the library, usage of materials, programs, and more. Natalie Strucker, who has held the position of director for the past 6 months, said the same statistical information, circulation, collection sizes, how many people use the computers and Wi-Fi and so on, must be provided to the State Library of Iowa and also to the local library board. Strucker said nationwide, 91% of people said libraries were important to their communities, even if they don't use the facilities very often. 81% of those surveyed agree that public libraries provide many valuable services that would otherwise not be affordable on an individual basis.
We do a lot of things that provide a wider and equal access to information and services that would be hard for any one household to pay for all of them in one month.
She said library users in Atlantic saved over $1 million just by checking out the facilities as physical materials. There were 74,000 items, both physical and digital, that were checked out. There were also nearly 35,000 visits to the library in the last fiscal year, with about 13,000 of those being computer sessions. There were also 2,600 Wi-Fi users. Locally, Strucker says during a community survey conducted at the library last fall, garnered 54 responses, with the majority of those respondent users indicating they checked out materials and or used the library's computers. E-books, downloadable audiobooks comprise most of the online usage at the library. Natalie said there are also many online services that people may not be aware of that are available at the Atlantic Public Library.
Novelist is a reading recommendation, so if you like an author or a book, you can go on to Novelist and look it up, and it'll recommend other books or authors to read that are like that particular author or book. BrainFuse is something we just added. That's the online tutoring service. So you can go on between 2 and 11 every day of the week and connect with a live tutor to go through. For students, it's homework problems. For adults, you can actually submit resumes, and they'll get back to you with tips and critique on how to make it better.
There are genealogical and newspaper archive services, practice test-based services for ACT, SATs, and more, animated picture books for kids, a language learning program, and a program that lumps together several databases used for research on health, children's issues, and much, much more.
At the end of the fiscal year, so the end of June, we had 32,925 books in the library. We had access to over 20,000 ebooks, and we had 2,700 audiobooks in the library and another 8,500 audiobooks. We had almost 2,200 DVDs and VHS in our collection.
91 different children's programs were offered at the library last year as well. The library was open 2,574 hours, and in October, they started to increase their hours of operation.
So the first 5 months of fiscal year 16, we've gotten a new website. We added BrainFuse. Our hours have changed, and we've created a teen space downstairs in the children's area, which added a couple chalkboard walls and new computer desks for the teens.
Elsewhere in local news, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce partnered with local businesses for Small Business Saturday on November 28th. And new this year, the chamber had introduced selfies for support and passport to Atlantic as part of the local Shop Local campaign. The winners of the selfies for support are Cheryl Minetter and Amy Ferris. They shopped local at Renew Ag Supply, and they each win $25 in Atlantic cash for their holiday shopping. Along with selfies for support, the chamber also participated in Passport to Atlantic. For any purchase of $10 or more at participating businesses or restaurants on Small Business Saturday, participants received a stamp. For every 6 stamps, they were entered into a drawing to win a cash prize. The winner of the Passport to Atlantic is Jane Brewer. She received $200 in Atlantic cash for a shopping spree around Atlantic. The executive director of West Central Community Action, or WCCA, based in Harlan, appeared before the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday morning to present his annual report and request for continued funding. Joel Dirks asked the supervisors for $4,000 in funding in the upcoming fiscal year, which is the same amount he asked for last year. The supervisors took the funding request under advisement, as they usually do at this time of year. Funds provided by the county provide a local match for some of WCCA's federal programs and assist in supporting the organization's effort to maintain safe and affordable office space for local outreach centers. WCCA provides services for Cass and 9 other western Iowa counties. Dirks said in fiscal year 2015, they provided more than $1.57 million worth of services to residents in Cass County. He said the report, which covers a period from October 1st of 2014 to September 20th of this year, or September 30th, I should say, shows 516 client households comprised of 1,149 individuals received services over the past fiscal year.
We work with a lot of single parent female head of households and a lot of single person households. And I think a lot of that is just the programs we operate with Head Start and with the energy assistance program. We work with a lot of folks that are retired and widowed. 57% of the households we worked with were at 100% of poverty or below. So basically a family of four is living on an income of $23,850 or less.
$1.32 million was provided to Cass County by WCCA in the form of direct client program services, and the organization incurred $250,902 in administrative and program delivery costs for Cass County. The news was brought to you this hour by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 75 years. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.